around.
Yep. As long as there's any more I could tell them about this afternoon's morning's activities.
Yeah, you can tell them that we rode by and visited with some neighbors and drove over to the Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
And came back and stopped at the auction for a little while. Watched them sell some calves at Johnson City.
Auction at Johnson City.
Mm-hmm.
Auction of calves.
Came on home and ate.
Mr. President, do you know if any of the Georgians are planning to come in town to see any of the press?
No.
Good. We have this one man from the Atlanta Journal here who came in and he's put in the request. I think they'd be just as well if we wait till he got back.
I just tell him I don't know anything about what plant they have.
Right. I told him about the deer that Sanders and Talmadge got.
Mm-hmm.
And that Senator Russell hadn't done any hunting, you hadn't done any.
That's right.
And, they'll be here till tomorrow anyway, won't they, sir?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think there'll be much pressure on for news today because of this Warren Commission thing. So, I held off that economic material. I think it's pretty good, and I didn't want to waste it today.
No, I wouldn't. I just tell them that you talk to us up here after lunch. 3:30, we were just sitting around. I was cleaning up some stuff on my desk. They had done a little reading and resting.
Mm-hmm.
We just drove around and saw the countryside some this morning.
Right.
And did stop into Johnson City and watch the auction just for a few minutes. We didn't. We had some little stuff from up here at the ranch in the sale. We watched some sales. Little Hereford sale, local Hereford sale.
Right.
We were there about 15, 20 minutes, I guess. How long were we there? 10, 15 minutes? 15, 20? 15, 20 minutes.
Right. Mr. President, has anybody suggested to you that Foy Kohler come down here? I'm just trying to catch up on queries, that's all.
Not that I know of.
Getting that query every day. I just told him nothing like that in the schedule.
Not to know of who's querying that.
The query comes from different newspaper men.
Why, is he wanting to come? Has he put it out or what?
No, it's just that he's back from the Soviet Union, that's all.
Well, they don't always.
Of course they don't.
They come and go all the time. Chip Boland's coming back. Different ones come and going. Anything important they got, why, we get for us, and I talked to him today.
Right.
Talked to Dillon today. Talked to McNamara today.
Right.
Talked to Bundy today.
Right. Okay, sir. I think this will hold me pretty well.
You know the British decided to raise their bank rate to 7%, effective the opening their markets this morning. And
mm-hmm.
The Fed decided to raise our discount rate from 3.5% to 4%, effective the close of business Monday. This could affect our domestic prosperity. The Federal Reserve will announce that our moves taken for international, not domestic reason. They tell us they'll not reduce bank credit availability, although they do not intend to say so publicly. They expect that 90-day treasury bill will rise from 3.6 to 3.8. The commercial's prime rate will stick at 4.5, though fewer customers will probably be able to get the prime rate. Long-term interest rates will be little effective. It could work this way, but there are dangers. Prime rate could move up. Confidentially, we're trying to get the big bankers not to move it up. A few book banks could lead the way. Investors' expectation long-term rates could be triggered upward. In that case, long rates could take an appreciable jump unless the Federal intervene in long-term markets. If either or both of these happen, it could threaten the maintenance of our prosperity. Residential construction is very soft. Business fixed investments showing signs tapering off. State and local borrowing could be postponed. We urge the Fed be pressed to announce rediscount moves taken entirely for international reasons. They should be urged to say it is considered temporary. They did say it's taken for international reasons today. We should consider whether it be helpful to make a statement both on the UK and on the domestic one. We'll explore this in Treasury. UK situation, the British have sustained tremendous reserve losses in the past few days. They apparently think that raising their bank rate to 7 will stem the tide and pull back some of the funds that have taken flight. Incidentally, it did. They had a net gain today of 75 million. Sterling was up 0.5%.
I think they had to do it.
And that's contrasted to the 180 that they lost on last Friday. So it's, we hope this works. It did work in 57 and 61. If it doesn't, the British could be forced to devalue almost immediately.
Well, it couldn't possibly hit us until after the first of the year, could it?
Well, I don't know. If they had to devalue immediately, there could be a run on the dollar. It could hit us any time. But we think that raising this back rate to 7 will gain them some money instead of losing it. It did gain $75 million today.
Mm, that's right.
And the sterling is up 0.5%. Yeah.
I'm thinking in terms of the economy, as John Doe says.
Well, if the British were forced to devalue, no one can tell. Almost immediately, well, the Scandinavian countries would quickly follow. And then there could be a serious run on the dollar.
Yeah. Which might even not cut into the Christmas season. Ordinarily, you get an increase in economic activity.
If the 7% bank rate does the trick, the British will not be out of the woods. They need almost all the $1 billion that was approved Friday to repay short-term credits. And they still have another $1 billion they can draw from the IMF, but if they get the currencies the British need only by borrowing the Europeans, this gives the European central bankers the right to dictate British policies. The Labour government's unwilling to accept the banker's term. It takes at least a year or two for the British to achieve any improvement in their export position. In the meantime, the United Kingdom faces a danger of a repetition of last week's troubles. Thus, we have at the very best a very limited time to find a more fundamental solution to the British problem, which is, of course, our problem. The present crisis provides an opportunity to break the grip of continental financial interests. This opportunity may not last. We have some ideas about this we'll present to you in the next few days. Implementing any of these solutions would require your personal intervention with the European heads of government. So we've got Dillon and the economic advisors and all up studying to see what we can say to the British that ought to be said.
Incidentally, has anybody come to you with any feelers from De Gaulle about De Gaulle wanting to see?
No.
I thought those were...
No, that's all speculation, just like these boys right off the top of your head.
I thought that was all inspired and not worth anything. That'd probably be, sure would be a mistake for you to do any hollering about it. So I'm sure I'd be happy to see him.
Oh, I wouldn't say anything.
I'm not.
Say it. No.
I'm not.
Is that it?
That's it, sir.